I reckon I've seen the most chronic TV show of all time. Last night I saw a repeat of a TV show that everyone seems to be obsessed with, and I'm going to be absolutely slaughtering it next. Geordie Shore and how it's kind of like, you know, if yeah, I had to use a word.
Funny.
It's not funny. We had California, but California's only over in Tala, you know what I mean? The West and, you know, the North and everywhere else in Ireland.
Where we actually have shores
yeah,
to be.
Where we actually sure. have some shores. Tala doesn't have a shore.
Maybe it does, my geography is crud.
So I think, no it doesn't. I think, right, that they missed out on a big opportunity. I've decided to take that opportunity and we have made Galway Shore a thing.
The following program contains scenes of epic stupidity. Not as bad as the California Fools. But still, it's pretty bad. This is Galway Shore.
Davey Mack.
I should have a degree in foot and turf.
Emer.
Peace, pound and pennies.
JP.
If she has a bit in her land, I'll plough it.
Martine.
I'm single and ready to mingle. If there's any women in the Connemara area you'd like to call out to me, because it's fierce lonely.
Nolene.
I've a massive pair of boots. And I'm not afraid to go milking in them.
Breege.
Oh my God, like, I'm not even from Galway.
And Wally.
Yeah, I'll go out in the town and I'll, excuse me. Hello? Oh, Jesus, yeah, I'll be right there. Sorry, lads, can't do tonight's episode. There's a cow calving. Good luck.
You know Where's Wally?
I've heard yeah? of it, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to play a little game called Where's Wally?
Where's Wally? Where is Wally?
So I'm going to ring him and I'm going to see where he is. And I'm basically, I'm going to find Wally and I'm going to annoy him.
Hello?
Wally, how you getting on? Are you well?
Well, how you know?
Not too bad. Well, just wondering, where are you?
I'm in Dublin.
Where?
At home.
At home? We found you, Wally! We found Wally! We found you, Wally. Congratulations.
You're from f***ing Egypt.
See you later, man.
Good luck.
Something that did grip my attention, though, was Kanye West's Twitter account. So Kanye tweeted about himself being in Sweden, and when he was in Sweden, he went to IKEA. You know, IKEA is from Sweden, so you know, no better
where
place
the,
to...
Where the factory was actually formed, or
exactly.
the company even
it was actually formed. So he was very excited. He posted like about the opportunities and things like that, that he could do with IKEA. I was kind of confused. I figured the only real thing Kanye could do with IKEA was do a song. So I got on to Kanye, and you know, he sent me this snippet of a song that he's going to do in IKEA.
Kim! Put some clothes on, we're going to IKEA, baby. Sweden. Did you know that flat foot means vein in Sweden? Yeah. Drop a beat now, JZ.
Now that's so comfy. That will make me sit down. I need you to hurry up now. Can't wait in line much longer. I know it's got to be oak now. That wood can't get much stronger. Man, I've been in here a long night now. That's a long time been lost here.
Kanye West to the front desk, please. Kanye West to the front desk.
So I reckon that's the only thing he could really do.
Oh, that's going to go straight to number one.
I think, like, oh, that I wasn't me. Remaking classics, especially if they're from like back in the day, like, you know, like Space Jam, and like if you're going to remake The Godfather, you're going to do stuff like that, you have to remake it with like kind of a modern feel, and that'll be very difficult because people are idiots these days. We are idiots. Like back in the day, they were really smart and they were able to make a movie. All we're doing is slapping a 2 on it and redoing it. So we've done that, just that. We've taken an absolute classic. You know it as The Little Rascals from, I think The Little Rascals was going like 40 years ago.
Really?
Oh, it's really old. It's really, really old.
Oh, because it was a TV show before yeah, it was
It was a TV
movie,
show before it was a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So instead of, you know, we've slapped a 2 on it and we've done the Dizzy Rascals. Yeah. We've done the Little Rascals 2016 style.
It's 1944, which are making about 7:45 by my watch, but the year is 2016, and the Little Rascals, they're getting up to more mischief. Well, would you look who it is? It's none other than Alfalfa.
I prefer alfalfa these days, and if you're having one, I'll have a mocha frappa macchiatocino, please.
Well, if it isn't Little Darla, aren't you looking very spiffing today?
Hey, guys. Well, if you want to see how I got my look today, you can follow me on Snapchat. Today's tutorial... ass contouring.
Spud, what type of tomfoolery are you getting up to today?
I'm just having a game of World of Warcraft. Close the door.
What is wrong with these kids? Dorothy, would you not go and play with the sticks and stones outside?
I'm not going outside. The only sticks I'll be playing with are selfie sticks.
Wow, these kids. Butch, what's that device in your hand that's making all that noise?
It's called a phone, and this is Angry Birds.
A lot has changed in 50 years. I'm off to blog my selfies, drink my mocha frappa maca f***ing chino, play video games until my eyes are square, and have a quick game of Angry Birds. Somebody please build me a time machine.
Apparently this ad is doing the rounds on websites all over the world.
Looking for a party destination island this summer? Sun, sea and saucy business? Well, forget MAGA, Santa Panza and Ibiza. The island of Ireland is the place to go this summer.
You've got Slybetha, Motaloof, Santa Portumna and Cavanos.
Fish bowls with your choice of trout or pike. Boat trips along the Shannon with girls who are actually called Shannon.
Hi Shannon, show us your tips.
Any power to win the 4:30?
Found.
Miles and miles of clubs and bars.
Hello ladies, how about you come on in here and do us a little jig?
Okay, fair enough.
You hardly play the Bowron, do you?
What?
Never mind, come on in.
Ireland, Party Central, this summer for probably about 3 or 4 days, depending on, you know, how much money you have or probably the weather as well, but sure, look it, you know yourself.
So, this year it's going to happen. We're going to be Party Central for everywhere all over the world. We might be able to settle the debate right here. Tanya, how are you getting on?
Not too bad. How are you keeping?
Ah, good, good, good. Listen, we are in the midst of a very heated debate at the moment. I'm a man who wears skinny jeans. Tanya, you got your text. What did you say?
My friend Owen Keenan, he's actually here with me now and he's wearing skinny jeans and he looks like an absolute twat.
He looks like an absolute twat. That's a bit
very harsh.
Very. Owen.
But it's true, you look like a twat.
And like, are they really, really, really sprayed on jeans? I mean, is there anything left to
like
the imagination?
Yeah, really, really tight and them real light blue ones as well. Not the real old style light blue jeans. It's just not working out.
Owen, I think you look great. Don't worry about it. There's skinny jeans wearers out there. We're getting slaughtered at the moment, but it doesn't matter. We're holding our
own. You're a king. You're an absolute king.
I'm a king.
You're a king.
I wouldn't go that far, but thank you very much. Listen, guys, thanks very much for participating in our debate. Skinny jeans till I die. Am I right, Owen?
Exactly. Brother, exactly.
See you later, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
And okay, I'm in the shower, I hop out of the shower and I'm getting out of the shower, I'm a bit of an idiot, so I slip on the soap, I smack my head, I then spin around and like, you know, break one of my fingers. Sarah, what would you call me?
You absolute gombean.
One of the greatest words I've ever heard in my life, you absolute gombean. Putting bean and gom together, unbelievable. Sarah, thank you very much for Gombean. I'm a Gombean. We're all Gombeans here except for you. Thank you. Have a good day and I'll promise I won't slip in the shower.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
So Gombean for me is number one. It's top in the list. So I think I should put the word you absolute or the sentence you absolute Gombean into my tweet with Kanye West or Wiz Khalifa. What do you think about that?
I think that would be amazing. Also, you...
I was hypnotized before actually and I was made believe that I was pregnant. And I was in labor. And
oh God,
so I was on stage.
Awful.
I was up in Donegal at the time. I was on stage and your man made me hit the deck. And obviously I have a very weak brain because I went all out like, and I actually do kind of remember this, but at the same time, I actually was doing what he asked. And then I was a backup dancer for Britney Spears or something, but I did that of my own accord. I just always wanted to do that. He was like, now you're in labor. And I was like, give me more. Yeah. So that was an interesting
one.
Wow. Anyone who's been hypnotized will know that you just do some crazy things. So if you have been hypnotized, you can let us know. Vodafone text 087-1102-107. My tricks didn't work on Fionnuala, but did some tricks work on you. You can let us know. Here's Brian DD. This is Clap Both My Hands on the Lift.
The Big Three.
Now, all week, Fionnuala has been getting a lot of attention from the males across Ireland. Loads of texts coming in trying to take her on dates. Just get to know who she is. I haven't been getting a smidgen, but it got me thinking. Fionnuala Corbett is a stone cold country killer, right? She takes nothing but the best. You have to be, you know, at least Junior B hurling. You have to go down to the bog at least twice of the day and you have to make a great cup of tea. So one of your awkward, stupid, cheesy chalop lines won't work. Considering I am an absolute master of the cheesy chalop line, I've decided that today's Big Three is about girls. And girls who have come across the most awkward and ridiculous cheesy chalop line, if it's worked or not. So, because sometimes the cheesy ones actually work, you know what I mean?
Just so, sometimes, yeah.
Ladies out there, let me know, do these work? please, because I have a few in my basket that I have to get rid of right now. Okay, so nice shirt. Can I talk you out of it? Would that work?
Oh, God.
Would that work
no.
on you? No? How about number two, which is on a scale of 1 to 10, you're a 9, and I'm the one you need.
Okay, no, I do like that one, actually.
Yes. Your lips look lonely. Would they like to meet me?
Oh, definitely not.
No? No, you sure?
Yeah.
Hey, baby, you turned my floppy disk into a hard drive.
Oh, sorry, are we back in the 90s? Really? Floppy disks, like?
Your hand looks heavy. Can I hold it for you?
Seriously. If you can do better... Ooh, challenge accepted.
Yes.
How's she cutting?
She's not cutting, she's bailing.
Sure, I'm tipping away.
How are you getting on?
She's a grand softie.
Wouldn't be well, you'd be sick.
Be grand.
Oh, the hawkey.
She wouldn't be better looking at it than looking for it.
Oh, she would, she's at home.
She would have the one.
An awful dose.
Steadier one.
Grand stretch in the evenings.
Would you be well?
Get up, pup.
You wouldn't be well.
Out of one more.
Dead.
What's she like to go?
That road is in pure shite.
Tis himself.
That lad talks some absolute ring.
Recession me hoop.
She wouldn't run well on soft ground.
So where would you be going?
Pop.
Poxy dubs.
How would you stop?
What are you like?
25 seconds. Not bad. What you usually do is, when they're that young, is what we would do anyway, is just kind of take a trip around where you're from, you know.
Yeah.
Go to Clara Lara, go swimming, go to Trebolgan, go up to, you know, Delphi, or one of those, you know, and just, you know, go with the young kids and do something like that, or, you know, go in the tents or the caravan or the camper for the weekend.
Completely,
do not go skiing.
Yeah.
Even like taking them on a kind of a sun holiday would be a little bit stupid, and you'd miss out on this sort of crack if you stayed out of Ireland, wouldn't you?
Definitely.
This sort of stuff is what it's all about.
Dad, please pull over. I feel really sick.
We're not stopping. Oh, Christ. Here's a plastic bag. Will you... Oh.
No, we're not getting chicken nuggets for lunch. I haven't a rake of sandwiches made here. Will you stand still for 5 minutes? We can put this cream on you. We don't want you scalded.
Ma'am, we're in Trebolgan.
Shut up.
What would you need one of them for? We have about 5 of them at home. Don't stop your messing now. I'll be turning us around. We'll go straight home. Will you come out of the sea? It's going to start raining.
Never understood that one. I'm looking at your screen right now. I can see you unliking numerous photos. I learned that I'm actually quite good at Star Wars quiz. I got a very respectable 3 out of 5 at a very difficult Star Wars quiz. And it was a quiz from back in the day as well. So I'm very happy that I know from Boba Fett, the Jedi's, Jabba the Hutt, the Binxes, the Gun-Guns, everything like that. And even the Ewoks. So speaking of small, hairy things that don't make any sense, Michaela Hayes is on the way next with the...